Primordial Black Hole Dark Matter in the Context of Extra Dimensions, by Avi Friedlander et al. Theories of large extra dimensions, LEDs, such as the Arcani-Hammett, Demopoulos-Varley scenario predict a true Planck scale MSTAR near the TeV scale, while the observed MPL is due to the geometric effect of compact extra dimensions. These theories allow for the creation of primordial black holes, PBHs, in the early universe, from the collisional formation and subsequent accretion of black holes in the high-temperature plasma, leading to a novel cold dark matter, sub-component. Because of their existence in a higher dimensional space, the usual relationship between mass, radius and temperature is modified, leading to distinct behavior with respect to their four-dimensional counterparts. Here, we derive the cosmological creation and evolution of such PBH candidates, including the graybody factors describing their evaporation, and obtain limits on LED PBHs from direct observation of evaporation products, effects on Big Bang nucleosynthesis, and the cosmic microwave background angular power spectrum. Our limits cover scenarios of 2 to 6 extra dimensions, and PBH masses ranging from 10 to 10 to the power of 21 G. We find that for two extra dimensions, LED PBHs represent a viable dark matter candidate with a range of possible black hole masses between 10 to the power of 17 and 10 to the power of 23 G depending on the Planck scale and reheating temperature. For MSTAR equals 10 TeV, this corresponds to PBH dark matter with a mass of M10 to the power of 21 G, unconstrained by current observations. We further refine and update constraints on ordinary four-dimension black holes. This was Primordial Black Hole Dark Matter in the Context of Extra Dimensions, by Avi Friedlander et al.